A Study in Job. Part 5. These Three Men. The story of Job has been a great comfort to Jew, Gentile, and Christian alike. Some take comfort that bad things happen to good men. Oh, and this is so. But in the church dispensation, the depth of teachings are often overlooked. In the life of a Christian, the profundity of its lessons are immense. In the life of God's people, God's eternal purpose in Christ is its clear, central message. The story of Job is an ensemble. It is the tale of two types of believers. From the start to finish, it typifies the spiritual man and the carnal believer. From beginning to end, it exemplifies two choices for the one new man in Christ. It is emblematic of believers. It contrasts the spiritual walk or a religious life. There are only two choices for the one that has been born again: either to live the Christ life or to live the self life. There is no alternative. There are some in the body of Christ in the front lines of intense spiritual conflict, a spiritual conflict that is intensifying in these last days, a spiritual conflict that is directly against those that are committed to intercessory prayer. An intense and bloody spiritual warfare, which is exemplified throughout Job. A fierce offensive that has raged for 2,000 years. This is the way for those that are in Christ to live. This is his way. It has one purpose, one motive, one intent, one end, one way. It is a way that sets its face like a flint to accomplish his end, his way. Such intercession becomes a progressive reality in the man of faith. Such prevailing prayer is the power behind the life that is hid in Christ. Job lived by faith and demonstrated his trust in the Lord through his intercession. And thus, from the start of Job's walk with the Lord, Job interceded. We read, "And thus Job did continually." And thus Job interceded continually. God lays down his basic principles for us at the very beginning of his word. And later, God identified Job's value as an intercessor in Ezekiel chapter 14, where he places Job with two other effectual prayer warriors. In times past, God revealed himself unto the fathers by the prophets. And all scripture is given for our learning. All scripture is given for our growth in righteousness. And God's revealed word establishes Job in the company of these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job. Noah, Daniel, and Job were Ezekiel's these three men. These three men travailed in prayer. These three men worshipped the Lord. These three men lived by faith. These three men were effectual prayer warriors. These three men were found interceding in the fiercest of times. These three men were found pleading for family, for friends, for their nation. These three men questioned the Lord, but none were given the answer. These three men practiced blind faith. These three men were rejected by the world, by friends, by the religious man. These three men were seen battling in the spiritual realms. These three men found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These three men were trusted to stand fast for the Lord at any cost. These three men were beloved of the Lord. And why? These three men stood at all cost for God's end, God's purpose, God's motive, God's intent, God's end, God's way. And what is the end and final reason for that intense spiritual warfare? Well, it is the ongoing battle that will one day consummate all things in Christ. These three men could proclaim, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Let us seek daily to be found in the company of these three men. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job 13, verse 15.